So I'm very happy to welcome all of you to this seminar on nuclear receptors and cancer. And for our hosts, I'll remind them that the Collège de France has the tradition of free teaching and free research. And these seminars keep this tradition. So even if you're filmed, the idea is really to stimulate discussions, both with the public, which is very varied, and between yourselves. So today, this year, we'll be talking about nuclear receptors in cancer, and really nuclear receptors have made a very important contribution to our understanding of transcription and in a more broader manner biology, starting with the isolation of the hormones, the isolation then purification of the receptors, and their molecular cloning in the late 1980s. And this started really an explosion of work on the molecular physiology, the function of these model transcription factors due to the presence of the hormone, which could act as an on and off switch. And I think we've now come in a time of really revisiting endocrinology, revisiting physiology using the tools of genomics, and we'll really hear talks today both showing how nuclear receptors can be a way to enter into systems biology, and I think that will be Enrich's talk to start showing really how we can use this information to model networks and in the context of primary cells, and also to revisit physiology and to have completely new insights into some old issues of physiology. And I think we'll hear a lot on estrogen signaling in that respect, and how genomics have changed our view of estrogen signaling with obvious connections to cancer biology. So without any further ado, I'd like to thank all the speakers for being here, and Enrich, you have the floor.